I guess, yeah. Would you call it a frame house?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to talk about the barn a little bit, and as soon as you get tired, you let me know. The farm, okay? What you know about a farm? Just in general. No, I'm going to ask you a few things. All right, what is the big building?
The barn.
All right. What do you call a building you might store corn in?
Corn crib.
All right. How about the building you store grain in?
I don't know. I've never lived on a farm now, so I...
Okay, but you probably know some of this anyway. All right. What's the upper part of the barn called, where the chickens hang out?
Hayloft.
Okay. All right. If there's too much hay to be gathered, if there's too much hay that has been gathered to fit it inside the barn, how would it be kept outside?
I'd keep it in a silo.
Okay. How about if it were in a pile just outside in the air? What would that pile be called? It's a hard place to find a needle.
Haystack.
All right. Okay. Okay, where are cows kept?
Well, they're kept in the barn.
Okay.
You're right. Getting out of my area.
No, I really am, but this is just to see how much you do know about that. Okay. Where would hogs and pigs be kept?
It's pigsty.
Okay. What is it? Do you think they're generally open or are they sheltered?
No, they're open.
All right. Okay. What do you call a type of farm that produces milk and butter?
A dairy.
All right. Now, does dairy, what is really the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear dairy? Like the processing plant?
No.
Or the farm itself?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Where do people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Well, they had a spring or a well. We had a friend that we bought butter and milk from. And they had an overflowing well, and they had a box by the side of it that the water flowed around and kept things cool in it.
Okay, did you have one too? Or did you have a refrigerator when you were
We had a nice we box. Had a nice box, uh-huh, and had one of the first electric refrigerators in Tuscaloosa.
Boy, you really did have a lot of firsts.
Well, it was our first, and our telephone number was 62.
Really?
And my father's store number was 347, so you see, we were kind of...
Yeah, really? Were there any one-digit phone numbers?
I don't know.
Probably not. I don't know. Okay, was there a special name for the little spring or the well where they kept their butter and stuff? Did they have a special name for that, or just the well?
I don't remember what she called that. Some kind of a box, she called it, but I don't remember. It was just that the overflowing well just...
Okay.
So I don't know what she called it. I don't remember.
Okay. Now, did you or any of your friends when you were growing up have a special place where they stored potatoes and turnips during the winter?
No, my mother had a big pantry, you know, where we kept ours, but my cousin raised them and under... She had a big open... front porch, and it was all open underneath, and they would dig out and put their potatoes in there and then pile dirt over it to keep them cool and keep them from freezing.
Okay.
They kind of mound it, put a mound over it.
Oh, that was to keep them from freezing?
Keep them from freezing, uh-huh. I kept them all through the winter that way.
Okay. All right, what do you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows, mules, and other animals walk around?
The field?
Well, so, say it were fenced in. Have a name for that?
No.
Did you say, I'm sorry, did
I
you...
I said cow lot. We had a neighbor who had a cow, and they kept theirs in what they called a cow lot.
And was that near the barn itself?
Well, see, we lived in town.